Good morning and welcome to a lovely sunny Wednesday and to me, Jane Cox, and my midweek motivation. Today I wanted to invite you to think about your language. We've talked about language before, but I'm particularly focused on this at the moment. We've talked about managing mindsets, and before you switch off and think, actually, my mind is absolutely fine, I think if you take a moment just to step back, give yourself a couple of seconds to think, we all can have overactive minds, minds full of information and train-like thoughts that are speeding through our heads. Some people practice things like mindfulness, meditation, which is great. For others, I think this midweek motivation is to invite you to think about the language that you use on a regular basis. Now, this is open to all, whether you have high challenges in your life or hardly any. We can all make things a little bit better for ourselves. When we tune in and check our language, we become more aware that the words we use can be effective, can be supportive, can be words and thoughts that move us forward and out of difficulty. Or we can use words and sentences to ourselves or self-talk that makes it all the more difficult. When I think about language used for illness, for example, often it's very aggressive. Now, aggressive language about illness has been used for such a long time to help people feel they can win and they can fight and they can challenge. Now, my approach and my approach always has been since my recovery from anorexia and other life difficulties, is that we use our language in kindness. Now, what I mean is the words we're using to motivate us forward or to take us away from a difficult situation or to help us to manage what can be quite challenging and difficult in life. If we go down the route of using very challenging and aggressive dialogue with ourselves, we make the hill that little bit higher to climb. So this week, it's all about minding your language and thinking about the words you use to help yourself in difficult times. Think about how much more effective kind words can be. And perhaps give it a little bit of a go this week and see what you discover about using kinder language to help motivate yourself forward. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you here again next week.